You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings, Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. Hope you've all had a great week. We did have that full moon in Aquarius the other night, so it was a big one. It's quite hectic, and we had a lot of things I feel like came out of it. We've seen it on the news, and yeah, we'll see what happens this week. So there's no exact aspects coming up this week. The only thing that we do have is we have Chiron that's going to start its retrograde, and that is happening on the 4th of August. So Chiron being in Taurus, so it's sort of just like the first degrees of Taurus, so it is going to be retrograding and coming back into Aries. So when it's like this with the planets, I always feel like it's got one foot in one sign and one foot in the other sign. And even though it will be retrograding back into Aries, it's like the energy is still around, because it's like something you see a shooting star, you got the tail end, you got the energy. I feel like the energy is sort of across the two signs here. And I feel like though this is giving us a taster of what's to come next year when Chiron makes its way into Taurus, and it'll be there for, I think it's about nine years. I could be wrong with that, but it will be a long time. So as we're seeing around the world, like the inflation hasn't helped, economies around the world aren't great. I know here in Australia, it's affected the house prices too. So with that going back into Aries, we'll go back into Aries or September. So next month, we're nearly in August now, so in September. So I do feel like that maybe for me in Australia, it could be that prices sort of like things might be stabilized, but not 100% better. And then it goes back into Aries, and where it plays conflict with sort of leadership, and it can also bring up war. We've already got Neptune and Saturn already in Aries as well. So it also too, this week you might feel like there's some insecurities, could be around money and self-worth issues, we're going backwards or retrograding. Sometimes I feel like too, sometimes with the outer planets, when they retrograde, that the energy is not as strong, I find. Sometimes like it's a build-up when it has to go forward again. But I did get this week there could be a sense of insecurity or self-worth, could be a sense of wanting to spend time in nature coming up for you this week, feeling a sense of not, like this could be a sense of some about safety maybe coming up, or like in your sense of self. There could be a split in the collective as well. The other aspects we've got coming up, or this we're already there this week, the energies are just sort of continuing on. The ones that are standing out to me are the Venus that's squaring Mars. And that can bring up some frustrations in terms of money, things about money. Also, we've got Venus, which is in Virgo, and we've got Mars, which is in Gemini. So it could be about certain people in your life and relationships. There could be some arguments or just feeling a little bit of frustrations or just things not going to plan. You've also got Mercury, which will be in sextile to Venus, and that may be taking a bit of ease off of some frustrations, and it can be maybe things are going to come up and bubble up to the surface, but you're able to talk them out, talk them through. Could be coming up with that. We do have Mercury that's in Cancer. So in Mercury in Cancer, it just wants to sort of nurture people, and it does want to feel safe and supported, and it's about family as well. We've still got the aspect of Jupiter in Trine to Saturn, but that's luck with any problems that are coming up that you're having to face. We're going to start to also have that Venus is going to start to oppose Neptune. That could be bringing up rose-colored glasses, looking things like through a nice sort of lens, and maybe not looking at a certain reality. And also, Truma will start this week having a try with Venus to Uranus. That can bring about some unexpected, something unexpected with money or with a loved one. And it could be a positive being a try. We've still got, even now this weekend, we're still going to have Jupiter that's close to the sun. So it is conjunct today before that full moon. And it is still going to be sort of close conjuncting there. So that's also something that maybe coming up, you may still feel that energy as well, having the sun and Jupiter being close together too. So we can see what else what happens there. And I feel like that this week it's going to bring up some unsettling things coming up here. So we'll just see if we've got the caller on. Let's have a look. So, and also too, I feel like let's do some cards for this week as well and see where we go. There's some cards. Let's do some angel cards for this week to see what else we're going to be bringing up too. I know for this week. Okay, so let's go the caller in. If the caller's there, let's bring them in. Okay, so we got Trish, who's in North California. So, hey, Trish, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm just wondering what things are looking like. Work has kind of been up and down in many different ways. So, just trying to get a feeling for what things are looking like coming up.
At work, is there this feeling that you don't know what's going to happen? Like, is there this sort of like the up and downs, like jolts? Because I kind of feel like there's a surprise coming up at work, but there's this feeling of like, or sense like something's happening or something's like maybe not right, but it's like I see it's like a surprise in your face. It's like you're turning a corner and it's a shock or a surprise. So is it these feelings that you don't know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Or on edge?
Yeah, kind of. I think,
I kind of get, look, I'm getting the not that. Yeah, it's like they're not closing down, but I don't get it. It's like it's not good though. I'm not getting like a most positive feeling there, but I'm hearing they're not closing down. They are staying open, but they're changing the way they do things. I don't think it's you, but they are making cuts, but I don't think it's to you. And I feel like that you are grounded there. But there is a feeling here of wanting to abandon ship. But it's like, where would you go? What do you do? What is this business?
I support a project manager. We're in commercial construction.
Okay.
I've been there for 20 years.
Oh, okay. Cause I can see you anchored there. It's like it's to do with the government's regulations as well. It's something about government regulations as put everything on its head as well, the changes. I feel like you're safe there, but other people are not. I do feel like that they are having to downsize employees. It's something about the materials that they're using as well. So I feel like the materials that they're using, I don't know if it's like a cheap material or they're importing things. It's like there's something about the materials that they're using or they're trying to create shortcuts. I feel like it's like as long as your boss is there or the person you're reporting to, like as long as they're there, like you're safe or you're there. It's like you're there together with them. But I feel like that there's like, I kind of feel like you want to learn a hobby or there's other interests that you want to learn to do. It's just the stress of having to be there. And I feel like it's financial that you're having to be there. There will be an opportunity for you to abandon ship and to be able to leave. And I do feel like that when it happens, I kind of feel like you'll just feel like it's a good it's a good shift. It's a good move for you to do. I'm
just kind of debating on whether I should retire or stay on.
Mm-hmm.
I keep on hearing the
person that you're working for, I feel it's a male. I keep on hearing that wants you to stay, he wants you to go when he goes. So I feel like it's like he wants you to stay with him.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he wants you to leave.
Well, that's good. I didn't know how he felt.
There was a loyalty with him. I kind of feel like he has a nice smile. There's something about his smile. And I feel like that he does rely on you a lot. I just feel like
he did. I worked for the owner, and but kind of the roles have shifted, and I'm working for a lady now. But I really don't think she likes me that much. So
because I can see past, present, future, so I never know what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Look,
but I do think he feels that way about me. I do. He does. But I don't think she does.
I keep on seeing abandoning ship. But I keep on hearing not this year. So I kind of feel like it will be next year. I do feel like, though, there is a safety net there with your retirement. I do still feel like you need to reinvest, or there's something about reinvesting with that money too. That's now in charge. Could she be a bit spiteful, or she has like a venom tongue? Like she's got a snake. I see like a snake's tongue with her. So whenever I see that, I do feel like it's a bit of a warning to just be careful, because you don't know what side she's on. And very sharp tongue, I feel like, with that energy as well. She knows you do a lot, but she wants to change things to be her way. I keep on feel like you might be staying this year. You might be sort of trying to stay it out this year, and then next year make the move. I feel like that there's going to be it may be a bit emotional, but don't let her bully you or let her try to sort of trick you. I feel like that you're going to outsmart her, and I feel like the male that's there, there's a male that has still got some control, and that still has a bit of a right of way. So I still kind of feel like you're safe, but I feel like next year when you're going to abandon ship, like the opportunity will just come to you. So the retirement, it'll just be at the right time. It couldn't be around March, early next year. I want to say around March next year, or one of the earlier parts of next year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably about right. I thought I would finish up the jobs I'm working on right now and maybe leave after that. It's just a little stressful, and I've lost my husband, and I just don't need any more stress.
I understand. It's a bit of a stress, up and down, stressful year, I think, for a lot of people. But thank you for calling in today.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. All right, thank you. So, everybody, it has been a big week, and with the energies, and I think just with this year, there's more things coming up, and just try and keep in there, see what happens, and then I always say, see what happens, and then try to react and see where you're going to go with what. But anyway, so thank you for being here. So, if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D's Psychic Party, same as my Facebook page. I also, you can make bookings there on my website for readings. I also have an Instagram, which is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic, the same as my YouTube channel. I've just put a video on the UK Prime Minister, the new one they have there. And I will be putting up some more videos, the horoscopes this week, tonight and tomorrow too. Anyways, thank you for joining me, and I'll see you same time, same place next Friday or Thursday night for Americans. So thank you, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.